Même de flore.
First and foremost, sir, Nigeria would like to congratulate you as chairperson of this MX5 meeting. Your candidacy is fully supported. My delegation aligns itself with the statement presented by the representative of Venezuela on behalf of the non-alignment movement and other state parties. In view of that, may you kindly permit me to add this. In view of the threat posed by biological weapons, a comprehensive and multifaceted approach is needed in order to strengthen the convention. There's need for close cooperation between the security, scientific, public health and agricultural sector, industry, academia and civil society at the national, regional and international levels. Also, on strengthening the Convention on Biological Weapons, more awareness is required through workshops and seminars at national, regional, and international levels. Pertinent to the advances in biotechnology and life sciences occurring at an unprecedented and accelerating pace, enhanced by the effects of globalization and ever-improving information and communication technology, more enlightenment campaign is required to prevent any misuse due to the inherent dual-use nature of life sciences. Furthermore, BWC is the only multilateral forum in which all aspects surrounding biological weapons can be discussed and addressed properly in a holistic manner. Therefore, it is important to mention the non-universality of the convention. Many countries still remain outside the convention. As soon as universality is achieved, it will forestall illegal acquisition of biological weapons. Also, it is important to mention the establishment of verification procedures to guard against contraventions of the biological and toxin weapons. Conclusion, recall that the microbiological community and especially cultural collections have an important role to play in educating the public to contain unexpected and sudden outbreaks of disease through minimizing the easy acquisition of microbial cultures for use in bioterrorist threats. Thank you, sir.